We are joined in the media center here at the NHRA Fall Nationals at the Texas Motorplex. The conclusion of the Stampede of Speed by our Camping World Series postdoc motorcycle winner, Gage Herrera, who is the points leader and was number one qualifier and set the national record. Got through Blaine Hale in the first round, Chris Bostic in the second round, Hector Arana in the semifinals, but set up another matchup against your teammate Eddie Krawick in the final round. You were able to take down Eddie with a 666 again, or 664 actually, to pick up your ninth win of 2023, which is also your ninth career win, doing it all this year, but your first that earned you a cowboy hat. How meaningful is this win?
Oh, it's very meaningful. I mean, not only that, I mean, it's been a great weekend, great couple days for the whole team. You know, me qualifying number one, Kelly Klontz qualifying number two, and then Ed third. I mean, it's just overall, this weekend's been incredible for the whole Vance Hines team. You know, it's just showcases what Byron's been doing back at the shop. And today was it was a good day for all of us. You know, not only that, to have a whole Vance Hines final, you know, two races in a row now. I mean, that's a big accomplishment for all of us, the whole team, Ed, Andrew. I mean, Ed tunes his own bike, Andrew tunes mine, and for Ed to be able to do that back-to-back races, that just goes to show how much he's progressed this season. As far as learning, you know, he's been doing a lot of learning. I mean, my bike, we kind of, like, left it alone because it's been fast. And then Ed's bike, he's always testing new stuff, like he tested new brakes this weekend during testing and so on. I mean, this whole weekend's been it's awesome. I mean, coming to this race is fun because this amount of, like, Wednesday we had testing. I mean, there's just so much going on this weekend. I can't thank, you know, the whole Meyer family enough. I mean, it's pretty cool. It's just the whole atmosphere. I mean, it was like the fans, everyone. I mean, this was a fun weekend.
Let's open it up to members of the media. Phil Burgess, NHRA National Dragster.
In addition to how well you've been riding, you've obviously had the quickest bike. So when you looked ahead of this weekend, saw the weather we had, you had to know that was going to play right into your hands.
Yeah, we when we seen that weather, we figured we'd go like a 64. Did we see expect a 62? No. I mean, when I heard I went 204, I figured, okay, I went like a 65 or so on. And then they're like, no, you went a 62 at 204. I'm like, what? You know, it was a picture-perfect run. I had to do very little correction. You know, I nailed my shift points. It was picture-perfect. And to go with 64 in the final, that just backs it up that much better. I mean, I basically had a bracket break all day today. I mean, I think my worst run was a 66, which is still beat the current or the previous national record. So it was just amazing. You know, the kind of bike I have is like a bracket bike. I mean, I have so much confidence every time I go to the starting line because I know as long as nothing breaks, my bike should run as long as I do my job type of thing. And Ed did good. He won a 69 as well. So, I mean, it's just like our whole package as a team has just been incredible. And I'm sure we're going to get a little bit – I'm sure the rules are going to change coming to Vegas, but that's just part of it. You know, Andrew, you know, when he's seen that weather, he's like, well – we might get the record, but so we can get weight or rules changed and this and that. It's just, it's part of it. I mean, you know, the whole parody of the class and on so on. So, yeah, I mean, it was a good weekend. I was very happy with it. You know, as far as my riding and so on, I felt like I did good. And I'm looking forward to Vegas. It's going to be fun. You know, it's getting closer to my, like, original hometown. So it's going to be fun. I have a lot of family there for sure.
Chance to wrap it up there, you think?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, Declan, Andrew's son, has been doing all the math and this and that, and we'll see. I mean, can't take nothing for granted. I mean, it'd be cool to wrap it in Vegas, but I'd rather do it in Pomona.
Why is that? Pomona?
Yeah.
That's my hometown. I grew up 20 minutes from there, so I'm going to have so much family and stuff there. I just feel like it means a lot more to wrap it up in Pomona, but if I wrap it up in Vegas, you know, I'll still be just as happy.
You could just skip Vegas.
We actually talked about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Bobby Bennett.
So Gage, if they do put weight on you, they also put weight on half the field who is already a half a tenth behind you. How does that work out?
It's not really. I mean, I think the only people that run the cylinder heads that we run is Chase, John Hall, and Kelly. Everyone else runs Monster. So really,
you would have to go with the cylinder head rule.
Yeah, because they basically split up the four valve between the Monster and the Vance Hines. So I think they did that five races ago. That was when they split them up. So it would only affect a certain amount of us. But I mean, John Hall ran good this weekend. I think he ran his career best, and Ed ran his career best, and Kelly ran a career best. So I mean, we definitely, all the guys at the shop definitely figured something out as far as power and so on. But it's just everyone's kind of making the same power. You can see it in the mile an hour. It's just the ET down low is where we shine. I rode Kelly's bike on Wednesday, and I helped her as far as riding position, hand position, trying to make her more comfortable, and then she did good. She did good this weekend. She drew a tough draw with Joey. As soon as we seen Q1, when he did what he did, we knew what they were playing, and they kind of said what they were going to do as far as go for number two, because now Matt feels like he can't catch me. He's got to go for number two and so on. All in all, it's going to affect the Vance Science bike more than anything, but I feel like we're still going to shine.
Next question.
Yeah, I'm John Sturban from RacingToday.com. Gage, what's it like racing your teammate when you guys have the same data, supposedly the same equipment, and he's got four championships?
It's very cool. I've learned a lot from Ed this season. He helps me every race. I mean, this weekend we had a lot of crosswind. He helped me a lot with that. I mean, because these bikes, I come from a 7-inch street tire world, no wheelie bar, and you get on these 10-inch slick bikes, they're different. I mean, with the wind, you can't really steer them like you do, like what I'm used to and so on. And, it affected Chase this weekend, unfortunately. I hope he, makes a good recovery and comes back soon. But it's very intimidating, Rain, Ed. Last race in St. Louis, when we ran each other in the final, we flipped a coin for lane choice. And this weekend, he didn't want to do it because he didn't want to put me in the right lane because of the wind. He's felt like he shined in that, but it's very intimidating racing Ed. I've held him back three times this season now from getting his 50th, but he's going to get it. I have a feeling. He's got a very fast motorcycle, and he'll get it.
At least he's quicker than Kelly Klontz again.
Yeah, right. Now his son won't give him a hard time.
He got a 69 on the board for a while. Kelly was quicker than Andrew ever had gone, and Eddie.
Yeah.
But Eddie got that back. Gage, a little Vegas preview, just going to that racetrack, two to go, foregone conclusion. I don't want to say anything that would make you superstitious, but like when you're home, right? Like, mm-hmm. Are you walking around a little more gingerly? You got to make it to the track. You got to be able to show up. That's what's going to determine this championship, your ability to get to the track and show up and take these runs, because your performance has clearly been over the top.
I think Vegas is going to be good. I mean, that's where I first rode for Vance Hines. I test rode for him, and so it's kind of like I want to say that was where this all started. I guess it did, kind of, but it's going to be good. I got a fast motorcycle. Ed's got a fast motorcycle, and yeah, we go into high altitude, but sometimes Vegas could be fast as well, even for the high altitude. That's a nice, very nice track and so on, and I see us qualifying good, no matter how much weight or whichever, we get penalized. Right now, they're actually in the trailer tearing the motor out to, and tear it down for the national record to claim it, and it's going to be good. I have a feeling we're still going to qualify one or two, and it's going to be good. I'm very excited for Vegas. That's like one of my home tracks. I love that track, and it's going to be good.
Congratulations on your win here at the Fall Nationals and the Stampede of Speed.
Thanks
Go celebrate.
So